This is the New England Patriots newsfeed on CLNS Radio. Today is Thursday, October 20th, 2016. I'm Michael Lundy, reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. The Patriots practice squad continues to take shape with every passing day, with yet another roster move made on Thursday afternoon. New England signed linebacker Trevor Riley to the practice squad in order to fill depth at a position that is currently lacking. Wide receiver Shaq Evans, who was signed late last week, was released to make room for Riley. The 6'5", 245-pound linebacker was originally a 7th-round draft pick by the New York Jets in the 2014 NFL Draft. Patriots have had their linebacker depth challenged in recent weeks after Jonathan Freeney was placed on injured reserve, Jamie Collins missed Sunday's game with a hip injury, and rookie Alandon Roberts was limited all week in practice this week. As far as Thursday's practice was concerned, all 53 members of the Patriots roster were present and accounted for, including running back Deion Lewis and guard Trey Jackson. However, neither Lewis nor Jackson have begun practicing in this their first week of being eligible to return from the physically unable to perform list. Patriots coach Bill Belichick had said on Monday that he did not expect Lewis and Jackson to return to practice this week. It appears as if the Patriots have moved on from the Vontaze Burfict situation, with both wide receiver Julian Edelman and tight end Rob Gronkowski deflecting questions about it on Thursday. Edelman said, quote, "That's last week. It's the rules. I'm worried about Pittsburgh right now, so I'm not getting caught in that one," end quote. When pressed for comment, Edelman replied, quote, "I'm not here to talk about the rules. I'm here to play football," end quote. Gronkowski, who was involved in multiple post-whistle altercations with the Bengals and once was flagged for taunting, offered a similar response, saying, quote, "That's all up to the league. I've really got no say in anything. I'm just focused on what I've got to do, and that's prepare for the Steelers this week. And that's all really I'm on to is the Steelers," end quote. However, there was at least one NFL player who did offer his thoughts on Burfict's fine. Pittsburgh Steelers running back D'Angelo Williams said in a series of tweets on Wednesday afternoon, quote, "So Rodgers concerned about player safety, right? However, a known offender is fine rather than removed from the field? Message received," end quote. Williams was referring to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and his apparent inconsistency in regards to player discipline. Williams also called Burfict, quote, "a danger to the game," end quote, in another tweet. That's it for today's Patriots newsfeed. To get even more up to speed on the 4-time Super Bowl champs, follow CLNSradio.com on Twitter, at CLNSradio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/CLNSfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feeds, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longi for Patriots Newsfeed.